As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hour's Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Sunday session time, Fat, and this show is jam-packed full of goodness.
That's it, Jimmy boy. I'm going to tell you all about what happened while we were on holidays, my friend. Plus, I've got a very good joke.
No, you haven't. And I'll tell you why Justin Langer isn't as tough as he thinks he is. But next, we hear from an old friend of Fat's.
No, oh, not that idiot.
I think, have we got a call coming through, Rabbits?
Yeah, no, but we don't. Trent from Trenton.
Why would we be taking a call off the top? Put through by Jill, our producer, Trent.
Trent from Trenton, fair dinkum.
Hello, yes. Jim. How are we going?
How come you're ringing us off the top?
Oh, because it's Todd from Bowen.
Yeah. Oh, no, Rabs, turn him off already.
No, shut up, Fat. What do you got for us, Todd?
Now, I think the Andrews government needs to clear something up for us because that checkpoint down at Little River there, that's not to keep residents out of Geelong. It's to keep them out of the greater Melbourne area.
Yeah. Good one.
Overdue. It is so overdue. In fact, I hope it stays there long after this pandemic as well. Perhaps even build a wall there in its place. I reckon that'll help us all sleep better at night.
Todd, and you're from Bowen Heads, mate. Bowen Heads is open.
Yeah, you know, it's a good place to get down to. Bowen Heads isn't too bad. But do you reckon the people down there are even aware that they're in quarantine? If you lived in Norlane, would you want to go outside anyway, Bill?
Yes.
The other thing, those point spread or those fat bet ads that you're doing at the moment. I keep seeing them in the paper. Sort out your dimensions, Fat. You look like a fair dinkum smack. Right. The person photoshopping it. Was sent into quarantine before they got to finish the job. It was halfway through. And you look like a moron.
No,
Magpies win by 10 goals on Thursday.
Oh, piss off, you dickhead.
You look like a fair dinkum smack, you reckon?
Toby, never ring again.
Todd.
Yeah, but Toby, same thing.
Oh, he's a dickhead. I love him. I love the access he gets too. Just rings our switch and gets put straight through.
Now, Jim, these are things that happened while we were away on holidays. A much-deserved break.
It was a very much-deserved break.
Only 2 weeks. Should have been a bit longer. But these things happen, and I just want to bring them to your attention the fans of many thousands out there, Jim. This first one you should know about because it was the final round of the PGA Tour, the Travelers Championship over there in the US, and Greg Chambers.
Yes, our man.
It was teeing off. The first hole, final round, his playing partner was Ian Poulter.
Yes.
He's a very nice Englishman.
Yeah, he wears the plaid pants.
Well, I think he's got a hole in him now.
Oh, no.
Because have a listen to this, Jim.
Oh, come on!
Get that.
He's one out.
Ian Poulter.
All over our man Greg Chalmers.
Jim, it's gone down as sport's greatest fart.
Oh, come on.
It has.
Well, they got no crowd, so you can't get away with it.
And obviously the mics, TV mics, pick up everything.
They do.
And Greggy boy just said, you stay over there, mate. And as you heard, he said, oh, I was supposed to be a bit more silent than that. So,
well, Bill, if you're going to fart on anyone on the golf tour, and Australians not bad, because we can get the funny side.
Yes, exactly.
Like you're Patrick Reed or one of those bananas on the US side of things. They wouldn't see the humour in it.
Listen to it.
Oh, it's like ripping material.
That hurt.
Jeez. Obviously, he's had a minute steak the night before.
There's old Poulter the farter.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you might have caught up with this, Jim. This was funny. The TV cameras are all over the Albury-Wodonga border, and they're talking to people. And
we were discussing this the other day.
We were. And our mate, and this is bloody funny, old mate, he had a VB in the hand. He'd had a couple of frothies, and he just crashed into a live TV feed. Have a listen.
Me personally, I don't work.
Not really good. Sir, I don't really give a f***.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm in lockdown.
Yeah.
Now, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Hey? Mate, oh, I live here, and you try to lock me out of bloody Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a Centrelink? No, that's what I'm really wanting to worry about, you know? So you tell that to Channel 9.
It was a 9 News reporter. That's fantastic, old mate. Yep. Here in Albury and Wodonga.
Yep. Wodonga? Where am I supposed to get to Centrelink?
Centrelink. That is fantastic.
Good on him.
Good on him.
Beautiful.
He was happy. And this one here. I love this one. I found this one. It's a UFC, Jim. You know, the UFC, 194. And it was a lot of Irishmen there. And they had a Q&A with a lovely lady called Holly Holm, mm-hmm. who's a UFC fighter. Yes. Very good. And you can ask questions, okay, mm-hmm. to her. They were all out in the crowd, a lot of Irishmen there. They were out in the crowd. Holly was on stage. And you could ask her questions and have a listen to this beautiful question this Irishman asked.
My question is, you're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off of you.
Sounds pretty good.
You feel like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right, I love you, baby. I'll hold you day and night. Oh, let me love you. Holly, let me love you.
Oh, they went berserk. How good is that? Don't you love stuff like that happens around the world just recently?
When that happened?
Just while Jim and I are away.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's it from me. That's pretty good.
So UFC 194.
UFC 194.
So UFC 251 was on the weekend.
Oh, and Fight On.
So that audio was 5 years old, Bill.
5 years.
2015.
Well, it happened while we're on holidays in 2015.
2015. You brought something from 2015 to the table.
I just found it, Jim, and I didn't realise it wasn't. When McGregor was fighting on the card, so maybe it was a while ago. Yeah. So anyway, it's
are you
good.
Across while we're doing all this stuff that's happened while we're away? Are you across the Twitter spat between Jofra Archer and Tino Best?
Oh.
Remember Tino Best, the little ball master? But he used to bowl rapidly for the West Indies.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of tricks to his bag, but he used to get it through. Fast, yeah. Anyway, he and Jofra have taken to each other on Twitter.
What's happened?
Well, they've just had a bit of a to and fro, and Tino Best, after Jofra had a crack at him, came back at him and said, "Don't address me personally, young man. The fact remains you're bowling toothpaste,
toothpaste
and you haven't bowled quickly since the Ashes. You
fair dinkum.
Now go and get some sleep and get ready for the West Indies to beat you tomorrow," which they did.
Which they did.
Yes.
Tino West Indies and Jofra England.
Well,
of course.
Via the West Indies.
Via the West Indies.
But you're bowling toothpaste, he reckons.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do brag out as fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
Well, the government said to stay at home and to take it easy. So I worked from home yesterday, and according to my Apple Watch, I took 53 steps.
You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Thursday Brag Artist.
Oh, and I normally take control of this given the incredible life I lead.
Yes.
But somehow, I'm handing it over to you.
And so you should, here with old John Wright from New Zealand opening batting here, Jim.
Yes.
Actually, last night I played X-Golf, which was very nice in Geelong. Geelong's open, of course, and played X-Golf. Guess what I went around Metropolitan in, Jim?
What?
99. So that's not a brag.
I wouldn't be bragging about that, no.
Brad Johnson went around in 90. He wasn't much better.
No.
But, Jim, I've just got our Instagram profiles up here.
Yes.
Up on screen. Yes. And I just want to have a look at this. Billy Brown's 195 posts. You've had 453. Jeez, you
post I'm a bit more entertaining.
No, you're not.
A lot more.
Followers, Jim. You've got 70,000. That is it. You've been stuck on that for a while.
That's true.
Anthony
Wiem. A whole lot of them.
Anthony Wiem. 115, Jim. 1,000.
No chance. You're making that up.
But I know you tried to do this the other week,
and
you didn't get a blue tick. But guess who has got a blue tick next to his name? Billy Brownless. Blue tick. Well done. Unbelievable. Been waiting for this for 2 weeks. Yeah,
I actually did some diving into this.
What?
Right. You've got to be a suckhole to get a blue tick.
No,
you've got
don't.
To firstly declare yourself a public figure.
Well,
then you've got to list all the dump mobs you work for and all that sort of crap. So, Bill, you've sold your soul to get a blue tick.
No, I didn't.
And I wear not having one like a badge of honour now that I understand what they're about.
Look what you put down after your name. Ambassador.
Like, that's
flog
different.
Ambassador. And you've got TaylorMade, you've got Saab Brewery. Oh, that's down the very nice. We like that.
Yes, of course.
Nike. And Oakley.
Beautiful.
What have I got? Channel 9, Triple M, and Frothy Drinker. Anyway, I've got a blue tick. Oh, right. Blue tick, Brownless.
So, what we've done on social media is got people to jump in if they want to be a part of Bragg Artist, of course.
Yes.
And Michael Broadley, we need JB and Fat Live, the Triple M family in South Australia. Well, we'd love to, but we can't get in there. They've locked us out at the
moment. We are trying to get to Queensland.
We're going to Gippsland next week.
Are we?
As in the show is.
Yes,
as
of Monday.
We're not going there live.
It's a good fun park up there.
I got two tickets to see the Mighty Blues 2 weeks in a row. So he's obviously in Brisbane.
What about Tim?
Go on.
I once went on a footy trip and came back.
Matty Murphy. I'm the guy that doesn't own a puffy jacket. I quite like that. The fact that I live in WA and don't have to be locked down, says Benny Hopcraft.
Matty, Carlton are in the top eight.
Mm. Yeah.
First time ever in Cripsy's life, isn't it?
Jamie.
Not life, but career.
Winning Wednesday's terribly illustrated hump day quiz. But we have got a couple of callers.
We have.
Brendo's first from Phillip Island.
Brendo.
Billy, JB, hope you're having a better day than me, boys.
What's happened, Brendo? Phillip Island.
Mate, I tell you, I'm that good. I can get a double cab bog, the tractor bog, and a Colorado four-wheel drive bog just getting out one car.
So what happened, mate? How did this all come about?
Oh, mate, we've got a heap of land out the back of our property.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of firewood, and nights are a bit cold down here, so I've gone down to get a bit of wood with the chainsaw.
Yep.
And I've followed, it's all flood plain, so I've followed the higher spots, and I've hit a low.
Oh.
Bill.
So, mate, you've
got
to know
his ute
that.
Bogged. He sent a tractor down there to pull it out, and it got bogged. Then he sent a four-wheel drive down there, and that got bogged as well.
See, this annoys me, Jim, because I'm a country boy, Brendan. I'm a country boy. And you always go to the high plain. You always go along there, and you know there's going to be water where it's low.
I'll tell you what, I've got a 6-ton excavator coming to pull this out once I get it all out of the hole.
Kubota.
I'll probably get that bogged as well.
What happens if that gets bogged? What do you do then?
Oh, I'm in the shit, aren't I?
Stay there, Brendo. I like that. Jack. Yeah, Will. Wheeler's Hill. Hello, Jackie boy.
Hi, Jim. How are we?
Going beautifully, mate. Now, Bragg Artist, please.
So, obviously, this year's been pretty difficult with studying because it's all been pushed online. But my Bragg Artist is I passed all my uni subjects with very minimal effort, just like Bill's minimal effort of actually making a slice of a joke.
Nice, Jack.
So all these uni subjects, what are you doing?
So I'm doing sport management.
Right.
So I only just started it this year, and there was a couple of different ones. It was like how to run a business, how to be a management person sort of thing.
Well, Bill,
and then crushed it out.
Sort of thing.
We know lots of sports managers that put in minimal effort.
Oh, yeah. And one is probably the better one.
Cement head. And then old
Liam.
Growing up in the West, Bill, I was about 3 years older than Justin Langer.
Right.
I reckon I'm about 3 years older than him. Tiny little bastard. But he and I, great friends, of course, of the two families, Col and Joanne, his mum and dad, magnificent people. Anyway, so we all grew up.
Played cricket together.
Cricket together.
Yeah.
Not for WA, though. I'd left by the time he came through.
No.
A lot against each other. But juniors, he was at Aquinas, I was at Scotch Hall.
Was he a good cricketer as a kid?
Not
hard
as good
to get
as
out?
He turned out to be.
No, right.
Nowhere near as good as he turned out to be. But I tell you what, Bill. He was a rock hard bastard.
Yeah.
Like we used to go to the Whacker Nets in the winter, the indoor centre with the bowling machines, at about 7:30. I'd then go on to work and he'd go on to year 12 at Aquinas. So we'd turn up. And, like, I'd be annoyed that I had to get up early in the morning to go to the Nets because I'm not a morning man.
No, you're not.
11 years of low-quality breakfast radio, I'll tell you that.
And you're not a night man.
Not really any man. Turn up at 7:30.
Yeah.
He'd roll in, Bill.
Yes.
Often with, like, blood trickling out of his ear or out of his nose. What? And this is a 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid. I'd say to him, what have you been doing? And Bill, he, for an hour before turning up to the indoor nets in July, middle of the Perth winter, he'd been to Taekwondo, whatever the hell he did, and had the shit kicked out of him. No, he would spar with black belts, and he was nowhere near a black belt at that stage, and they would literally belt the living crap out of him.
A little JL.
He'd have half his eye closed over, and I'd look at him and go, mate, what are you doing?
Why?
He'd go, I love it. I just love it. I love getting in the ring. I love getting these blokes that belt him up. So. Yeah. That's the sort of weird-ass unit you're dealing with. And I should add money on him then, playing 120 tests, because he just wanted it so badly. Anyway, move on to the back end of his playing career, and I had finished playing, and I was holidaying in Perth. He obviously lives there. He's got a place in Mandurah, not far from where Bristol comes from.
Oh, yes.
An hour south of Mandurah. Perth. A very nice place on the canals there. And he plays his golf at a place called The Cut in Port Bouvard, I think it is, which is a very nice golf course about an hour south of Perth. Anyway. So the two of us are playing golf. He's not a great golfer, JL. I think he might have got better, but at that stage he wasn't great. Nuggety little left-hander. Yeah. He could spray him everywhere. Anyway, two of us are sitting in a cart. We're driving around, a beautiful day, talking smack. I've picked that up, Bill, from modern footballers. We were just talking smack.
You were very good at it.
Anyway, as we're driving around, and this is a hard bastard. This is a man who broke his hand when he was on 70, went on to make 200 in a Shield game against South Australia. So very, very tough. So that's why he and I always got on so well together. Bill.
Unlike flogging.
Like we had that in common. Anyway, I'm driving along that. And one of the things I am, and I don't know why, because it's authentic, so I haven't manufactured, I'm fascinated by snakes.
Snakes.
Two houses in the Adelaide Hills. Adelaide Hills got lots of snakes.
Yes.
So certainly the first one, which had a creek running down the front of it, often see red bellies and tiger snakes and every now and then the odd king brown.
Dangerous bastards.
No, real dangerous bastards. Yeah. But, Bill, as long as you're far enough away from them, you know they're not going to attack you. And I just find them fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're driving around on this cart, golf cart, and we're driving up to a tee box at Port Bouvard, the cut. And I see going across the tee box a good-sized brown snake. I think they call them dugites.
They call them dugites.
Yeah. Don't know why.
They do. It's bloody strange.
Dugite, but it was a good big bastard.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I should have picked up on the fact that the noise next to me stopped.
Yeah.
But I wasn't interested because I wanted to go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
So I've driven straight over the top of the two tee boxes because it was on the third one down.
Not over the
because
snake.
It was heading off. No, never. It was heading off and I wanted to catch it before it buggered off. Anyway, so I'm driving, you know, quickly to try and see this thing. It was a real good fat long bastard. Anyway, as I'm doing that, Bill, it suddenly occurred to me that there was a commotion next to me in the golf cart.
Yeah.
And you know how golf carts are made? You've got the sort of perspex you look out the front of, and then behind you, you've often got a little bucket where you can put your head covers
or any
apparel you don't want to wear anymore. And behind that, you've got the two sets of golf clubs strapped in.
Yeah.
I didn't realise
he's not in
was terrified of snakes. Like, I'm talking terrified to the point where
a lot of people
took him over.
Like Sam Newman.
So as I'm driving towards this snake, Bill, he's exited out the back of the golf cart.
He went out the back.
Through the bucket where the head covers were, past the clubs.
Oh.
So I've looked in the rearview mirror and there was the toughest Australian opening batsman ever running in the opposite direction.
Oh, come on, JL.
I said to him, what the f***? Do you think you do?
Jim.
I said,
what the hell?
Seriously?
What the hell?
Anyway, so I've stopped and had a bit of a look at the snake, and by that stage, it'd bugger off. I've gone back to get him. All the blood's drained out of his face. He goes, what do you think you're doing? I said, mate, we're in a cart and we're 10 metres away. I'm just having a look at the snake.
Yeah, I'm a bit with him.
Bill, you could grab me and say, stop here.
Yeah.
You don't have to exit through the back. Bill.
Through past the clubs.
He got past the clubs, past the net, and was running in the other direction.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
How?
Hot day quiz.
How are you a host of any quiz?
Because, Jim, I am Umo Numo. Number one, Jim.
Umo Numo.
Hump Day Quiz.
Bill,
thanks to the Thirsty Camel.
You can't host anything, let alone an on-air quiz.
I get you.
Like, you just keep cocking it up.
No, the quiz is very popular, and we had to get it back because the people wanted it on the Sunday rub, and they love it
on the
Wednesday.
We brought Greg Evans in to give you some tips, and the one tip he gave you was?
Research.
Research and preparation.
Which is a suburb out to
you
the north of Melbourne.
You don't do either of them. All right, so who are we ending up with?
Well, we're ending up with a Geelong fan, Jim.
Oh, well, really?
And his name is Sam, and he's out there. Geez. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the quiz.
Billy, JB, thank you very much.
What was your reason to get you on the quiz?
I just want to hear you try and pronounce my surname.
Righto, and I'll do it, Sam.
It's Mylynarz. How are you pronouncing that?
Mylynarz?
Yeah.
How do you say it, Sam?
Moonash.
What? Moonash.
It's nothing like Moonash.
It's Moonash, fat, you idiot.
Moonash.
And we got Jamie on the line.
Hello, Jamo.
And guess who he's a fan of, Jame?
North Melbourne.
Oh, that's
and
the way.
Why do we have you on the line, Jamie?
Yeah, I actually tested positive to the coronavirus last Friday.
Oh, jeez.
So have you actually got coronavirus?
Oh, have a look at him.
Oh, apparently.
Hey, James, idiot Brownless is now talking to you with a mask on.
Jim,
what are you worried about contracting it from Jamie?
Yeah, over his eyes.
I couldn't see. I've never worn a mask. You can't see.
Now, have a look. Hang on. We've got to get Ethan in to film this.
So you got tested.
You are speaking to Jamie via a telephone over a microphone and you're worried about contracting.
Well, I am, Jim, because you don't know what you're going to get. So how do you feel? Tell us how you feel, Jamie.
I'm fine at the moment, but when I originally got tested, it was only because I live in one of those hotspot areas.
Oh.
So I didn't really feel any, maybe had minor symptoms, but nothing major, and I ended up having it.
Oh, right. So no symptoms?
What? No, he just said that. He didn't have any symptoms. Look at this idiot.
Well, Jim, geez, it's hard to wear a mask, actually. Oh, I've never worn a mask.
That is hilarious.
Righto, boys. You ready to go?
Get the stupid mask off, Fat. We can't understand what you're saying.
What's
anyway,
different,
Jim? Let alone now. Oh, all right, here we go.
Righto, you ready, Sam and Jamie? Man.
Now we can't open his jaw up, Marf. It's stuck on his head. Seriously. What is wrong with
you? Who is the AFL leading goal kicker?
Wait. Have you told them what their buzzers are?
Oh, shut up. I don't know. I've
Sam
lost it.
And Jamie.
It's not hard.
Right.
Corona and virus, right? Who is the leading AFL goal kicker and where does he come from?
Corona.
Who's that?
Jamie,
Jamie.
Tom Papley.
Yep. Yes. And where's he from?
Oh, come on, Fat. That's not part of the question.
Well, it is.
He's one up.
He can get a bonus point if he wants to, but one I'll give you. But he's from Bunyip.
Bunyip.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know what you do now.
One, two, the good guy. Well, no, because Sam's a good guy too.
Sam's a good bloke.
James. Yep. Righto.
Right. Have a listen to this audio and tell me who kicked this goal.
Forced to use the left side. Kicks high. Holman can't mark. Salem leaves it behind. One way, then the other!
No!
Oh, first kick in AFL is a beauty!
Jamie? Would it be Isaac Rankin?
Oh,
he's
Jamie.
On fire!
It's Sam there?
Yeah, I'm here, Billy. I just... Gold Coast.
Come on, Moonash.
Sam's coming to the party with some gold. Come on, Sammy.
Righto, Sam, I'm going to put one in here that you might know.
Righto.
Who joined the 300 club last weekend?
Sam.
Yeah, Sam?
Yeah, that'd be Selwood.
Oh, no. Which gives Jamie all the clues, and given it's a best of fiver.
Selwood did play. No, he played two weekends.
Yeah, two
he weeks. Played 11 games with Fitzroy there, Corona. He played 121 games with Geelong, and he coached 168 games with Port Adelaide, which equals 300. Who is it?
Oh, no. I actually don't know.
Oh, did. Sam, you can come back in if you want to. Who you reckon it is? Played at Geelong, Sam.
He's now a coach. Play.
Ken Hinckley.
Right.
Wasn't
Bill,
hard, Jim.
Are you calling Jamie Corona? Because he has coronavirus. Is that what he's saying?
No, I didn't mean it. Slipped out.
Oh, did it?
It slipped out.
I think you probably should apologise.
Sorry, Jamie, if you take offence.
No worries.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. It was just a bit of ha-ha.
All right, three questions in, and James, two zip up. Righto.
Oh,
Bill, I can't let you own a quiz.
Oh, this is a terrible quiz, Bill.
It is. It's a shocking.
Who did England lose to in the first test last Monday? Held it.
Jamie.
Sam. Oh. I heard
All
Sam
right,
first,
oh.
Sam.
Righto.
West Indies.
Yes, 2-1.
That's complete cheating, but anyway.
It is.
All right.
This is,
well, if Sammy gets it right, we go to a tiebreaker. If James gets it,
which we haven't got a question for.
No, exactly. All right.
Oh, this is, hope you're watching and listening over the weekend. According to Damien Hardwick, how many defenders did Sydney have in the Richmond forward line?
Jamie?
I think it was 75,000.
No!
Oh, well done. 70. Well
done,
Jamie.
That's good winning.
Right on the siren to make it 103 points for the Blues. He's got it. Carlton kick 100 points. We thought we'd never see it again.
No.
We thought 100 points in a game was gone.
It was impossible, Joey.
But the Blues have put on a clinic in this one.
Oh, how good are they going, by the way? Carlton just did a number on the Western Bulldogs on the weekend. Last quarter just drifted away, 50-odd points. A man who's just played his 100th game, by the way, and it was a magnificent game for the Blues, who did a nice number on the Western Bulldogs. Lockie Plowman joins us. Congratulations, by the way. And, geez, the boys are going absolutely superbly.
Hey, JB. Hey, Billy. Thanks for having us.
Mate, you must be pumped because you've been through the hard times, of course, everyone down at the Blues, but things at the moment are looking great.
Yeah, definitely things have been tough over the last couple of years, but the boys have kept their head up and credit to them. So this year's going beautifully and we're pretty happy and a great win on the weekend.
Well done on your 100th game because we knew that, Jim, because a Carlton fan, a mad Carlton fan, Jim, made a banner. Well done, Lockie, a ploughman, but spelt ploughman, P-L-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, as in ploughing a field. Yeah.
And you all had a bit of a laugh about that, and that was before the game, Lock.
Yeah, it was a great little surprise before the game, so I think they stitched me up with the spelling just because they know it gets on your nerves, but yeah, it was a really good surprise, and I created a bit of energy before the game, so it was good to get to run through the banner.
And then you always thank Damien Jordan for pushing you to your limits as a junior and making AFL footy. Who is Damien Jordan?
Have I always thanked Damien Jordan, have I?
Well, I just saw it here and there. Who is Damien Jordan?
I don't know, to be honest.
Doesn't even know who he is.
Bill, hang on. He credits his appearance in the AFL to Damien Jordan for pushing him to his limits as a junior.
Damien Jordan, have I? I don't even know who he is, to be honest.
Never even heard of him, fat. You, what sort of research have you been doing?
Well, I looked. There's a Lockie
Never
down.
Even heard of him.
Don't worry, we'll cut this bit out.
No, we won't. We'll be leaving that right in.
Do you know a Damien Jordan, Plowser?
I don't know a Damien Jordan.
You don't know one.
Heard of him, fat.
Finnicum, Jill's going to get the arse.
Jill's you can do producer. Your own research.
Well, I have. With the nicknames is very good, and Cripper and the Big Ford Jim. I've done a lot, but don't know who the Damien Jordan is.
Unless Damien Jordan's a nickname for someone, then I might know him. But
pseudonym, Bill.
A pseudonym. No, a nickname, Jim.
All right, quiz.
Now, we got a quiz. Now, it's the same five questions that we asked Will Setterfield.
Yes.
And guess what? Will got all five.
He did. He's obviously a smart bastard.
Yeah,
Will.
So he's smart.
He was a private school boy, so he's precious on.
Oh, Plowser went, where'd you go? Kyneton High.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart. Bill. All right, come on.
Catholic boy.
Who is the Carlton player JB believes should be in TV show Home and Away?
Oh.
So this is a man I said yes. Could be the first ever to be an AFL footballer and a TV star at the same time.
Yes. Good looking.
Oh, Patrick Cripps probably.
No, Jack Silvani.
Jack Silvani.
And I still believe Jack he can Silvani. Do it.
How's his ribs, by the way?
Yeah, he's going all right, the big fella. He's being held back by the doctors, but he should be back soon.
It was innocuous, wasn't it, Jim?
It was.
It was just nothing in it. Like,
well, Bill,
so innocuous get those, means.
Good enough to break his ribs.
Just to get 100 of those a game,
did you, Bill?
Jim?
Yeah, you never went on. Near enough to someone to get one.
Hey, Plowso, what number was Eddie Betts originally at Carlton?
Oh, this is easy. He's next to me in the lockers, so number 19.
Oh, well done. That's good. We're one from two. Oh. Him beautifully. How old is Cade Simpson?
Oh, he's 10 years older than me, I believe. So what am I? 25. He's 35 this year.
Well, no, 36 we've got here.
36.
We'll get it right.
Bloody hell.
Damien?
Well, who? You're now calling him Damien.
Oh, he's just potting me here.
You've branded Lockie Plowman Damien.
Well, I'm going to find out who this bloody Damien Jordan is. What part of Victoria did Sam Doherty grow up in there, Plowser? Oh, come on, Plowser. Everyone knows this.
Is it down the peninsula?
Yeah, right? Yeah. What's it called?
What island is it?
An island.
Phillip Island.
There he goes.
There he goes.
And one more. Name the other three Giants players at the Blues in 2020.
Caleb Marchbank.
Yep.
I don't know. This is.
Well, that's where you come from.
You were there too.
Yeah, but you don't live in the past, do you?
I don't know. How'd you go in year 12?
Oh, yeah.
Going to launch no rockets here, old Plowser, Jim.
No, not many. What's my strike? I don't know.
No, well, who are the three players from the Giants are at the Blues?
Caleb March, man.
Yes, you've seen him twice.
We just mentioned a very smart private school boy.
Oh, Will Setterfield.
Oh, yes, and played on the weekend and was good and hard in the middle. Where's number seven? Is he?
Oh, Matty Kennedy.
Yeah.
Matty Kennedy. Jeez, we bloody had to guide you through that.
What are you going to do, Plowser, when you finish footy? Like, what do you reckon you'll be doing in the workforce?
Oh, hopefully something simple. Radio's an easy job, isn't it?
Right. If Fat can achieve it.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Oh, Jim.
Right, here we go. Something funny.
What did the swordfish say to the marlin?
What?
Gee, you're looking sharp.
No.
Come on, Bill.
Do you know what a swordfish is? Do you want another one?
Yes.
But it's quite.
That's not bad.
That's all right. All right. All right, Jim. Yeah, there was two cows and they were sitting in a paddock having a chat.
Yes.
And one of them said, hang on. They were grazing in a field, Jim, just minding their own business.
Yeah,
and one cow says to the other one, do you ever worry about this mad cow disease?
Yes.
The other cow looked at him and said, why would I care? I'm a f***ing helicopter.
He wasn't sure if it was funny, so he put an F-bomb in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Fat.
And always funnier with the F-bomb.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good!
Triple M.